Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Ooh, halfway home on another Victory Tuesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Thanks so much for being here with us. Really, really appreciate it. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins is your friendly neighborhood sports anchor and earthquake aficionado himself on the program. This has been, April's been a gnarly month. It's been very busy, right? Very, very busy. A lot, you know, baseball kicking off again. Coaching two teams. We just did the roast. We had all that to prepare
for. Did you get your taxes done?
Taxes are done. Taxes are done. Taxes have been done.
I hope I don't have to, I'm not reminding anybody at this last juncture, but yeah. Make sure you get them in by the end of the day. Had to get my kids. Did it yesterday, finally.
Oh, the kid bit. I'm going to have to do that.
Your kids are now grown up, and they have to do their taxes.
You got
to
do for them.
I've been reminding them for like 4 weeks. Have you done them yet?
Wait.
Have you done them yet?
Did you ask them to do their own taxes?
Yes.
You did.
They have to. I mean,
no, you take their stuff and give it to your guy, and they do it for you.
No, no. They do their own.
Really?
Like TurboTax and... just file them
so
electronically.
So you don't make them take out the garbage, but you make them do their own taxes.
Correct.
This is what I'm grappling with this in my head right now.
Yeah.
Ben will literally be like, I have to leave. Why? I have to go home and walk my dogs. Why? You have two able-bodied teenagers. They can't do it. But they have to do their own taxes? I didn't do my own taxes until I was like 28.
Really?
Yeah. 100%.
I think I did mine as soon as I had a full-time job.
Are you kidding me?
They both had jobs and they got... paid, so they have to handle their own taxes.
They get you get your W-2, you give it to your dad, and you're like, hey, man, get this done for me. Yeah.
I don't remember ever doing that.
Really?
I mean, it's not hard to do them online. It really is pretty simple.
You say that.
And
you know what else isn't hard? Take it out the garbage. It's not hard at all.
But I take it to my guy. My guy's, you know, I mean, not expensive, but then I have to pay my accountant more for more tax returns.
He won't give you like
I don't know. I didn't ever ask him. I just assumed that would be three different returns that I would then have to pay for taxes. And I'm not going to pay for a simple just one W-2 for my kids' part-time job taxes.
I feel like you thought that like they had to do them themselves or they would get, or you would get in trouble or they would get in trouble.
No, I didn't think it was cheating necessarily,
okay.
But it's a good skill for them to have.
Man.
Take care of your own taxes.
Kurt says, I'm not surprised, Woods. My car needs a new wiper. Can you help me? Listen, the one has nothing to do with the other. Literally. My dad always was like, just give me your forms and I'm doing the taxes. I'll just do yours.
Chris says, Ben, should go to Petco today and make sure all the players
have
pay
done their
taxes.
Hey, Jay,
you would
Ben
be
Higgins
fascinated.
Here.
If I got them to open up on how much in taxes they actually, like, how much does Manny actually have to pay?
Yeah, what do you actually pay in taxes?
On contracts, oh, specifically. That he's made.
That's crazy.
Tom, break it down for me. Federal, state, what are we looking at, Manny, on a, you know, $30 million a year contract or more?
I'm literally blown away. So they got
a guess. Manny probably doesn't do his own taxes.
My guess is probably not. Did you? So you got yours done. You got yours done. Yeah, mine been done for a while. Did they get them done?
They did get them done.
They got them done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
did they get any money?
Refunds.
They get money. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Both getting some nice refunds, good. And they realized when at that stage of life, doing taxes isn't the worst thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm getting this money. That's cool.
Oh, just wait. A while ago. Just wait. Then it gets really fun. The older you get, it's really not your favorite time of year. But anyway, I was saying, like, April's been insane. It's been insane. And I was reminded yesterday that my wife had she's the one that told us about the roast, right? And we did the roast. And then she said, don't forget, next Saturday. Now, you're out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week.
I am.
You are going on a guy's trip.
Golf. Well, I'm going to, yeah, essentially. Going to visit my friend, but...
For what?
Play golf.
To
yes.
play a golf guy's trip. I don't know.
He's not on a trip, though. He's at his house.
Right.
So it's, I don't know if that counts as a guy's trip if he's not on a trip.
How many guys are there?
Just the two.
Guy's
me
trip.
And him.
That's a guy's
trip. But he's
trip.
Not on a trip. He's at his house.
Well,
I'm staying at his house.
A golfing vacation.
Yeah, I'm on a golfing vacation.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Correct.
On Saturday, I have been voluntold by my wife. Guess what I'm doing next Saturday night? I am hosting a four-hour elementary school fundraiser.
4 hours.
Four at 5 to 9.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And, which is, you know, fine. My wife says, listen, they thought it would be a good idea. I go, they didn't. They don't know who I am. You told them that I would do it. And they said, oh, okay, well, let's do that.
The meeting's happening. Does anybody know
anybody that can
who could be like the MC or host of our fundraiser? And Hannah goes, My husband's actually a radio host,
yeah.
And he'd be perfect for this role.
You know, it'd be cool to just go to some events as like a, just like a dad or a fan
an
or
attendee.
A family. Yeah, you know what? I like parties.
Attendees.
Yes, I like parties
too.
Role.
Yeah, we rarely get to be attendees.
I never
anymore.
Just get to go somewhere. I just never get to. I have to always. I'm always working. But the worst part is, you know what the theme is? It's coastal country. So
coastal.
Yeah, wait, you heard me right, Paulie. You heard
coastal
me right.
Country.
You heard me. You heard what I said. What is my number one fear? Country cosplay. And what happens on Saturday, next Saturday night, the 26th, your old pal Woods up there.
You have your outfit planned?
Yeah, she planned it for me.
Ooh.
Bought me the shirt,
oh,
the
boots.
Jeans, boots, the whole
hat.
No hat.
Oh,
I mean, coastal country. You could have done anything else, and I would have been like, all right.
Hey, y'all, welcome
That's
to the school fundraiser,
I, bro.
Y'all.
I have to country cosplay, along with, well, you know, 1,000 other country cosplaying parents who really, they love it. I don't love it.
Aren't like 90% of country fans cosplaying anyway?
I'd say more like 99%.
Right. I mean, how many of
real
how many
cowboys
country music
don't go
fans
see Shelly Roll in
actual
concert.
Like ranchers
right.
working on the farm?
There's a line dancing competition.
Competition.
Yeah. Yep. Lessons. There's a magician, and I'm going to be the MC of it all. In my pearl snap shirt, jeans, and boots, and
it's like Pulp Fiction. I want to dance and I want to win.
That's right.
It's cultural appropriation.
It kind of is.
It's not your culture.
Dominic says, "Channel your inner Brian Kelly." What a great night with our families out here celebrating
in Encinitas.
Out here in Encinitas, I'm gonna die, dude. How liquored up can I get?
It's a great night to be a Tiger.
Let's raise some money.
I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana. But
you know the thought of doing the roast and getting to put a tuxedo on was cool. I was like, because when you put that tuxedo, I said yesterday, you feel like you have superpowers.
You're really also cosplaying as, you know, Dean Martin.
Kind of.
In that sense.
In that sense. Yeah. But this one, man, the country aspect of the whole thing. Look, I would do anything for my kids. You guys know that.
And if my granddaddy rides down in East Tennessee.
It's going to be the whole night. It's going to be the whole night, like country cosplay. I don't feel comfortable.
Is there a live band or just
no,
a DJ?
No, there's a DJ. There's a DJ. And then your old
you
pal.
You know you're going to hear Old Town Road.
Oh, at least and Shaboozy and the whole thing. It's and then you see like all the. I've heard about other schools because we missed last year's fundraiser. We were out of town or something. I'm going to tell you. The stories that have circulated from other schools' parties, they're wild. And I mean, I've heard some wild-ass stories. You get a bunch of parents out.
Babysitters for the night.
Babysitters for the night, get a little tipsy. It's probably better that I'm the host. So I can just host, split. But yeah, your boy will be in full on. Yeah, it's adults only, Jocelyn. Big key party, the whole thing. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all don't live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl. I'm gonna die. How do I get up there and not make fun of everything that's happening in front of me? It's what I do best. It's my language that I speak.
Are you gonna turn it into a roast?
I should. I absolutely should. Baby, you a song. You make me want to roll my windows down and cry. You are not making this better for me by any stretch, dude. My anxiety is going through the roof. Through the roof, Paulie.
Curtis says, can't you just send a $200 check to the PTO?
How about this? If they're listening right now. I'll give you $2,500. Go at all.
Go hire someone else.
Hey everybody, well, can you turn that down, please? My glass of wine. Yes. We're gonna do the line dancing comp. Everyone, make your way out to the floor. We're about to line dance. Yes, we are. We are about to line dance here, and I will be the judge of the best competitor of line dancing.
Steer roping is going on outside.
My problem is, man, is that like I don't know. I'm not good at having fun with it, and so I'm kind of mad at her for telling them that I would do it. So.
I have done the emceeing of the school elementary function in the past as
have
well.
You?
When my kids, yeah.
What was your theme?
My kids.
Aloha?
It was more of an elegant night. It was like at a restaurant in Del Mar.
And that's
nice. It was a little more upscale. It was not country.
I feel like I wouldn't even get fed, though. It was the MC. They're like, no, you're just the help, dude. Oh, man. All right. Well, I'll let you know how that goes. You'll be golfing, but I'll be doing that.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Should I wear a cowboy hat?
Endeavor.
Should I really go all in?
I mean, it's going to look weird if you don't. If you have all the other things on and you don't have the hat on,
can I dress like a new country guy and just get like a ball cap?
I like that idea.
And just pinch the like Post Malone, just pinch the thing down. Every time you
kiss me, it's like get a face tattoo or two as well. You'll fit in perfectly.
Yeah, just go full on Jelly Roll. Just dress as Jelly Roll for the event. I'm dreading it.
Anybody asks you, just say, I'm not okay.
I'm not okay.
The Sarah Bennett Woods brought to you by Frozen Ropes San Diego. Hey, parents, here's a message from Coach Kurt at Frozen Ropes. Is your child 6 to 12 years old? Then Baseball Summer League is the perfect fit for your player. Starting June 16th through August 17th, Summer League includes 8 practices and 8 games. Register by April 30th and save $100. Go to SanDiegoFrozenRopes.com. You ready for some take on Woods?
I guess.
All right, let's give it.
As long as it's not country.
I don't pick the category. Well, I mean, I set up the categories, but the contestant picks the category. 833-288-0973 if you want to get online here during our break. 833-288-0973. 5 questions of musical trivia, chance to win a trip to Las Vegas in our grand prize drawing. That is coming up after a check of traffic with Kelly Danick on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-00046 for a full list of games and rules. Play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
See, now casino nights are fun.
Now we're talking.
Fundraisers.
Now we're talking. I could have just
in fact,
kept
I
the
think
tuxedo.
The one that I did might have been a casino night, actually. Because, you know what? You dress up, have some nice food, have those, you know, we'll fun
fake
black,
craps.
Fake,
and,
yeah.
You know,
now, but if you want to play real cards, you go to 7 Mile Casino, where they have California-style blackjack, real Texas Hold'em poker, and real high-limit action for the true card players out there. You're not going to find a better spot in San Diego than 7 Mile Casino, right off the freeway of the 5 in Chula Vista.
There is so much to do at 7 Mile Casino. There's great, great food, great, great people, and, of course, all the brilliant card games you can play. Love California-style blackjack. Love Pai Gow, Texas Hold'em, Baccarat, all of it. Smoke-free environment for you as well. And obviously the best part, just 7 minutes from downtown San Diego.
Yeah, food is upscale for a casino night as well.
Yeah.
At Sammy's. It's really fantastic. Not only the regular
Stop
menu.
Stop pitching the casino night. It's not going to happen. They're going to be doing country.
24-7
country
players
cosplay.
Menu. And the weekend brunch, award-winning best in the South County, Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Check out the patio. Check it all out. Just hop on the 5, head south to Chula Vista, Bay Boulevard, right there on San Diego Bay. It's a great spot at 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Keep getting more comments about my earthquake coverage yesterday. And I will say that I was told, I forget who it was Joe, someone said, go try to find Wandy, because he doesn't even like getting on the airplane. So he was definitely not going to be comfortable with the earthquake.
Don't do that.
But yeah, I did not see Wandy. So I saw him on the game last night. Potters haven't needed their back end of the bullpen a whole lot lately. You know, but they got Wandy some innings. I mean, anyone remember the last time we saw Yuki Matsui get into a game?
I was trying to think about that yesterday.
I got to look at my chart. I have a chart here.
He's pitched really well, and it's like, We don't have any innings for you right
now. Yeah, I was thinking about him yesterday watching the game. I didn't think about it long enough to go check the game logs, but I'm like, when was the last time you... Is Yuki okay?
Friday. Friday, 14 pitches on Friday.
Okay.
Nothing on Saturday. Nothing on Sunday. Nothing on Monday. I would say he's fresh. Fresh as a daisy.
Is Logan Gillespie still on the team?
I think he is.
He's fresh again after his four-inning stint. That was like a week plus ago, so they can always throw him out there as well.
We have a very fresh bullpen.
Didn't even need Estrada yesterday.
No Estrada, Suarez.
Because they took the big lead. So
Alec Jacob threw all of seven pitches.
And I do think that was part of the that was a benefit. The Dodgers, you know, going toe-to-toe with the Cubs. Cubs had to use a lot of their bullpen to take two out of three, and they did a good job in that series. And the back-end guys performed well, but they were a little beat up coming into the Padres series, and now they really are because the Padres made them work in that game yesterday. So they're going to really need Shota Imanaga to do what he did at Wrigley Field, and that is throw another deep, long, you know, good effort against the Padres today. And the Padres will be like, hey, if we can get to Shota early, that bullpen, they put the stats up on the TV broadcast yesterday. Not been good for the Cubs. Once you get into the bullpen, they've been in the bottom half in pretty much every meaningful statistic in their bullpen, and it got worse yesterday with the Padres scoring, what, 2 in the 6th, 3 in the 7th, and 4 in the 8th to put their 9 runs on the board after falling behind 3-1. So one of the storylines to look for. We'll talk about tonight's game a little bit later. Right now, though, got a contestant on the line. It is time for Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods, brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and today we got Guy. Hello, Guy. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
You're in today. We need a good contestant because yesterday we had a 5-0 shellacking.
Winning, Guy. Come on.
By Woods. Let's humble him a little bit today and give you the opportunity to pick the category. Your three choices are 1980s duets. Pretty obvious. A Call to Arms. Those are song titles and artists with the word arms somewhere in there. And Playing for Keeps. 5 song titles that include the word keep. And of course, if you beat or tie Woods, we'll put you into our grand prize drawing for our trip to the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. A $150 gift card and concert tickets. 2 tickets to either Disturbed, Ghost, or Pantera. Get your tickets for all 3 shows now at Ticketmaster.com. All right, 1980s duets, A Call to Arms, or Playing for Keeps. Guy, what would you like?
Hey, I'm on. Let's do 80s duets.
80s duets. All right, today's category features 5 famous duets from the 1980s. Guy, I know you know how it works. For everybody else, it's 5 questions, 60 seconds. We'll compare scores between a Guy and Woods at the end. If you beat or tie him, we'll put you into the drawing for the grand prize trip to Las Vegas. First question is our 2-second song. Of course, you need to identify both the song title and the 2 artists responsible for the duet. Guy, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, Paul, you good to go?
I'm ready.
Music is ready. The category, 1980 duets. 1980s duets. Guy, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
That's Stop Dragging My Heart Around by Tom Petty and what's her name from Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah.
You'll
think of it. Come back to it.
Okay.
Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warrens reached number 1 with what 1982 duet recorded for the movie An Officer and a Gentleman?
Love Lift Us Up Where We Belong?
Correct. Which 1983 number 1 duet by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers was actually written by the Bee Gees?
Ireland's in the Stream?
Correct. Billboard named which 1981 song by Lionel Richie and Diana Ross as the greatest duet of all time?
That Endless Love?
Correct. Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville teamed up in the late 80s to record a hugely... Oh, the time got you there on that one.
Yeah.
It just took too much time on the first one. And you couldn't think of Stevie Nicks. You had her. You pictured her.
Yeah.
You had it in your head. You did get three, and we didn't even get to the last question, so I don't know. We'll see if three is enough. Let's bring Woods back in, put Guy on hold. All right, Guy's score is locked in. Woods doesn't
Guy
get the
again,
category.
Huh? Jeez.
Woods doesn't get the category. I will tell you, though, make sure you name all the artists for our two-second song. Ready?
Wait, okay.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Guy.
That's The Waiting by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers?
Oh, no. Incorrect. Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warrens reached number one with which 1982...
Up Where We Belong.
Correct. Which 1983 number one duet by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers was actually written...
Islands
by,
in the Stream.
Correct. Billboard named which 1981 song by Lionel Richie and Dinah Ross is the greatest duet of all time.
Endless Love.
Correct. Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville teamed up in the late 80s to record a hugely successful...
I don't know much.
Don't know much. And that's four, which is a win. 4-3 over Guy. Who, he also missed the first one. You know, he knew the song. He could not think of Stevie Nicks' name. It was
that,
Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
That's Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty.
Yeah, the category was 1980s duets.
Oh, man. Dude, those are all bangers.
They
every
are good songs. Guy, thank you for playing.
Sorry
but
about
no
it.
One can take down Woods this week as he wins another one. Close.
God, he spent like 20 seconds on the two-second song.
Really?
He's like, I know it. He goes, what's her name?
Fleetwood Mac.
Oh,
the whole song had Tom Petty, and he could not think of Stevie Nicks, and it cost him today.
I think
then he ran out of time before he even got to the last question.
I think SNL did a parody of Aaron Neville, and it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. He had the giant mustache. I think it was Horatio Sands did it.
I'm sensitive
he
about
did the
such things.
Giant mold. I don't know much, but I know I love you. I was in tears. I mean, it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. That song kicks ass, though. They all do.
They do. They're all really good.
Every one of those.
They're all really
Endless
good.
Love, incredible, incredible song. Oh, it was great.
All right. Guy, thank you for playing. We'll have, I guess we'll try again tomorrow and see if someone can take down Woods and take on Woods. All right. Jesse Agler is coming up next. We got our incorporator. Talk with the voice of the Padres. As they continue their incredible run at home, 11-0 now at Petco Park this season. That is coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we have picked the incorporator slang for Jesse.
After much deliberation.
Yeah, I think everyone's going to enjoy this one, but you
gotta
wait.
I think he's gonna like your backstory a lot.
I think so too.
And I bet you he's unfamiliar. But he's pretty worldly.
I hope I can educate Jesse. Yeah, he's so smart.
So smart.
But maybe he'll learn something he didn't know, and that'll be part of the incorporator. But you gotta wait until the end of the interview for the incorporator. We'll first talk some Padres baseball with the voice of the Padres, Jesse Agler, and that comes up right after. Check traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Of course, Jesse Agler is part of our weekly series of Padres guests. You can tune into the Manager's Report with Mike Shildt this Friday at 9 a.m. here on Ben and Woods. The Manager's Report is refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.99 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. But right now, we welcome Jesse Agler back to Ben and Woods. Good morning, Jesse. Wow, it has been a fun start to the season.
Yeah, I'll say so. I mean, it's as good as it gets. And, you know, the thing I've mentioned it a few times on the air, and I keep thinking it to myself, is like, these are the good old days. Like, we are living in the best times of our lives. You know, like when you're in college and, you know, that older uncle or cousin or somebody says to you, you know, it says, you know, you're never going to have a better time in your life than you're having right now. And because you're 20 years old, you kind of roll your eyes at him and you're like, okay, old man, you know, that kind of thing. Like, that's what's happening with the Padres right now. So I'll be the old man and I'm going to say, hey, just remember, like, we are living in the best days of our lives right now with this team. And that goes back a couple of years. And I know it hasn't, you know, totally gotten to the point we all wanted to get to yet. But I'm telling you, we're all going to look back at these years and talk about them with our kids and our grandkids. We really are. It's been so much fun.
It really has. And Ben asked a really great question this morning when we started the show. And it was, hey, what did we all miss? You know, what did we miss? Because, you know, you prognosticate and you look at the thing and you go, all right, well, this is definitely it on paper. And my answer was pretty simple. I I'd been saying for years, Jesse, momentum doesn't carry on from one season to the next. As soon as the season's over, you pack your stuff, you go home to Arizona or wherever you live, and then you come back and you start a new season. Man, these guys have carried on essentially the second half of the season right into this one. And how did we miss that? You know, how did all of us essentially, at least in this room, miss that?
I think, first of all, what you said at the start is right. Like, normally this doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, any sort of like good habit or good thing that, you know, you do one year doesn't generally carry over this directly to the next year. Because like you said, there's different guys in the room. It's all just, you know, it's different and it's the start of a new season. And I think the X factor, and we all got to talk a lot more about this. It's Mike Schilt. Yep. He has established a culture in that room that, you know, took hold, I would say, the second half of last year, and has permeated so deeply in the clubhouse that even with, you know, a handful of new guys on the 26-man roster, or even with a handful of new guys in the lineup every night, your Jason Haywards, your Jose Iglesias, whomever, that, you know, it's just, it's now part of what this team is. And this is Mike Schilt's grand experiment. You know, they're turning away a little bit from the way that baseball has been played and how teams have been constructed over the last decade or so. And they're turning back the clock a little bit. They're having different guys who can do different things. They're not worried about swinging for the fences. You know, you hear Victor Rodriguez all the time, the hitting coach, talk about Petco Park hitting. This is not normal what's happening. They are bucking a trend. They're doing it kind of quietly. I don't necessarily know that, like, everybody around the league is realizing what's happening, but they are doing things differently than most teams have been doing them the last 10 or 15 years. And so far, obviously, to this point, they're having great success. And so that, to me, is like the main X factor. Part of that, of course, is the roster that AJ and his crew have put together, and the fact that, you know, they're bringing in the kinds of guys who will buy into that. You know, whether last year, you know, you got the great production from Donovan Solano and David Peralta, or so far this year, what you're getting out of Sheets, Iglesias, Haywards, you know, like knowing the kinds of guys that should be added to the mix. Obviously, AJ just like always somehow fortifying this pitching staff in a way that doesn't look even realistic. So, I mean, those are the two things that jump out to me. But again, I think there's like a baseball culture that has been established by Mike Schilt that is extraordinarily powerful right now.
Jesse, I wasn't surprised that the last game was sold out, because the Padres sell out so many games, and I knew it was the Aloha shirt giveaway. It was a cool giveaway, but as Woods pointed out earlier, I mean, it wasn't a gold bars that they were giving out.
$1,000 bills.
To have 47,000 fans on a Monday night, on a school night in April, and not just that, but they were so into it all the way through the game. I thought they actually impacted the game during the Padres' a go-ahead rally with the wild pitch, passball, whatever it was.
Dude,
I thought they rattled the Cubs last night. It was incredibly impressive to watch, and I wanted to get your opinions from your perch where you got to see it all.
No, there's no doubt. I mean, you feel the energy, like, you know, the second the game gets going, and, you know, the Holy Sheets chants have been, like, phenomenal, but last night they were so loud in that big at-bat. It was like all 47,000 people were doing it, and that's not a common thing that goes on. And look, to your point, I think, you know, for a lot of years in baseball, people kind of poo-poo any talk of home field advantage and the crowd impacting things the way you see right in a football game when the quarterback's having to cover his ears. Remember something. Now with PitchCom, you know, these guys, if they have to step off and, you know, turn the volume up on their PitchCom, the pitcher, you know, like, that's a disengagement. That changes his routine. That changes his rhythm. And we've seen it a bunch at home this year, because the reality is those things are set to a volume that works most every ballpark. It doesn't work here because of how loud it gets in a big moment. So you get that reliever coming in. He's already in a tough spot, right? Maybe a couple of guys on base, tight game, something like that. And he can't hear the thing the catcher is pressing, you know, in his hat. So now he has to step off, use a disengagement, out of his rhythm, turns the volume up on the thing. He's holding his glove up to his ear to make sure he can hear that. Like, that to me is a very real thing that this crowd is doing that is actually impacting stuff on the field.
So here's the bit. I just came up with it. You're screaming your head off. You see them step off, turn up their pitch comm. Then everyone goes silent, and the batter hears it go, fastball. When they do it, because you go silent at that moment. It's advanced, but maybe that's the next evolution in fandom.
All right, you guys, just put it out there. Let's go.
Maybe leave the bits to your old pal Woodsy. All right, Woodsy, all right?
You don't like that idea?
I mean, it would literally be impossible.
Football fans get quiet when the offense is on and the defense, you know, they get loud. I mean, you know, I'm just thinking about it.
I have been so impressed, Jesse, with so many different aspects of this team, and like we knew the bullpen was going to be good. No idea it was going to be this good, right? The starting pitcher, their ability to bounce back after a not-so-great start. I mean, I thought Kyle Hart, kind of the unsung hero last week. I mean, look, I was looking at the thing going, all right, if I was a betting man, you know, if I were a betting man, I would never. It's illegal at Bushwood, right? So I mean, Kyle Hart's probably going to lose that game. It's the Rockies. They own us. No, man, the guy went out and pitched his tail off. Nick Pivetta was incredible. Like, the bounce back from this team, the adjustments that they make, and you know, hitting, doing it with the huge, huge names on the IL right now. It is truly like an all cylinders clicking type thing.
It is. And look, the only thing I'm going to say, and I'm not trying to dump water on the whole thing, is like, it's tax day. Okay.
Yeah,
like we're not even Memorial Day yet. And this is, you know, a little bit of the inverse of the conversation the three of us would have every Tuesday last April through like July.
That's right.
You guys were spinning out and freaking out, you know, about, oh, they can't do this, they can't do that. And, you know, my regular line that I throw out there every year is we get collective amnesia in baseball at the beginning of every season and forget just how long the year is. There is so much that can and absolutely will happen between now and the end of September. So I don't want to read too far into this trend or that trend. You know, there's the stuff that appears very repeatable, right? The style of baseball they're playing, the discipline they're having at the plate, those things will wane at times. But I do think it's an established enough thing that you can expect to see more of that. I don't know that you can fairly expect them to play like 850 baseball the rest of the way, or whatever it is they're doing now. But there is something to be said for banking these wins early. And that's a real mathematical fact. You even saw it kind of on a micro level that first road trip, right? Like you go 3-3, but then you look up at the standings and you go, oh yeah, this is fine because they just had a 7-0 homestand before that. So, you know, every one of these wins is critical in terms of the big picture. But I not that I want to pump the brakes necessarily, but I just want to, you know, always put that out in the universe that like it's literally April 15th and, you know, it's a long road ahead. And they all know that.
Stacking those wins, though, like you said, it will make the one loss, two losses, hell, even three losses in a row a little more palpable. You know, you can reset it. They know that they're capable of doing it. The comebacks, the style of baseball. Things are going their way. I mean, saw it last night. Michael Busch actually made a couple of really nice plays down at first base. Ball popped out of his glove both times. I mean, he had glove on it, went to reach, dropped it, and the inning extends. And they've been taking advantage of that. And really, it's 1-9. It's nuts. It's nuts to watch.
It's a lot of fun.
It is.
It's a lot of fun.
It is.
Are the best days of our baseball lives.
I love it.
Talking to Jesse Agler, and you're right. I mean, there will be ups and downs over the season, but I'm starting to wonder what. What does it look like if Fernando Tatis Jr. keeps this up? Because he's looked so, I don't know about you, Jesse. He looks so consistent up there. Maybe in a way that I've never seen him consistently take good at bats at the plate. And I don't know if you think it's you know, batting in the leadoff spot or just the health or what it is. But give me your read on Fernando Tatis Jr. so far this season.
I don't think we were a week and a half into spring training games and Tony started talking about this guy is not chasing. Like he's just not. And Manny, same thing, by the way. And when you have the talent and ability and bat speed and eye that those guys have and you're not chasing, look out. Look out. I mean, to answer your question, which was what does this look like? It looks like an MVP. I mean, if he continues, not this, because that's probably not fair, but if he continues generally this kind of production, he will be the National League MVP. I mean, that's the kind of start that Fernando is off to. And if he and Manny can stay even like mostly this disciplined throughout the course of the season, they're going to win 100 games. Like it's going to be impossible to get this team out if those guys aren't chasing. And look, there will be times when they do. We know that, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, right now they're both so locked in and they're both so incredibly disciplined. And when you combine that with their abilities, it's, you know, you get these kinds of ridiculous results. And I mean, that 11 pitch walk that Manny drew last night, one of the absolute hinge moments of that game. And I mean, it was incredible to watch. I mean, we've all seen it over the years, right? Like you know, that down and away slider to those guys. Like, there are times when it just seems like they cannot stop. And of course, like, hitting a baseball is so hard. Like, it's not a shot at them by any stretch of the imagination, but like, we've seen, what, two total swings, it seems like, that from those two guys in the first 2 weeks of this season. It's been incredible to watch. You know, like you said, is it leadoff? Is it health? Is it discipline? Is it the stuff he did with his dad in the offseason? I don't know. Probably some combination of most of that stuff. But it really comes down to the fact that he's just not chasing. And when a guy that good is that disciplined, you know, look out.
So fun. So friggin' fun. All right, Ben, I want you to... I wonder if Jesse Agler knows this story.
So, Jesse, as we get to the Incorporator for today, I don't remember how it came up on the show, but we were discussing the term when you have beef with someone, when you have, you know, a grudge or a disagreement with someone. You said, sure. Two guys, they got a beef.
Yeah.
And so I looked it up, the origin story of that, and it went back to kind of the old England days of the 1800s when you had the street market vendors.
Right.
And I guess, you know, petty theft was fairly common in those days. People would run by the cart, grab something. And I guess at some point, just stop thief became kind of so overplayed that they ended up yelling, hot beef, instead of stop thief. It was just what was yelled. And
that became
the origin for where beef was like a disagreement or a grudge between the thieves and the vendors. They had beef, and it was hot beef. So for your Incorporator for tonight's game against the Chicago Cubs, Jesse, you have to work in hot beef somewhere into the broadcast.
That story... I was watching a movie the other day with my kids, and the guy stole something, and he goes, stop, thief! And I was like, in my mind, I went, he should have yelled hot beef, because that's what Ben said they used to yell, is hot beef.
The story sounds absolutely made up. But
ludicrous.
It
might be.
It sounds ludicrous. Where'd you find it? Wikipedia?
There's a number of etymology sites, word origins.
We look up different stuff on the internet, you and I. Much, much different stuff. Etymology.com.
I mean, you're a wordsmith, Jesse. I think you appreciate the origins of words and phrases.
Absolutely. You love tracking them back. You know, it's like those great baseball terms, and you always wonder where they came
Rammy
from.
Rammy cackle.
Like, when did we start saying in his kitchen, you know, ooh, for an inside pitch?
Love that. Those got ones. In his kitchen.
Love that.
By the way, they're still getting in our kitchen a little bit. I get mad. When I see,
they're going to keep doing that, by the way.
They are.
If the guy isn't chasing... and he's hitting 360, and you know,
homer a day.
Every night. Yeah, they're gonna. That's part of it. They're gonna try and make him uncomfortable. And boo as loud as you want, but that's probably not gonna stop.
The question is moot, and the chat says, "Do not just Google hot beef, Jesse." By the way, okay,
and make sure you put in search terms like phrase, origin. Word, origins,
don't
etymology,
just Google
something
hot,
like that.
Hot,
yeah.
Beef. Hot beef.
The AI results will be fascinating.
They will be. They will be.
All right, Jesse.
Thank you, brother.
You've got your assignment, and we will play it back tomorrow. Last week, we felt bad because you did such a great job
of getting with Crumb Creep.
Crumb Creep, and then Jake took one right to the ribs like 3 seconds after that, and you didn't get to kind of follow through and play with it.
I had like a whole thing in my head that I was going to do, and it was when he grounded out against the A's and he aggravated it. That's what it was. And it was like this awkward play where at first it looked like he fouled it off himself, and then it was like, oh, gosh, he's hurt. And, you know, as soon as he was down on his knees, I was like, well, I guess we're not continuing the Incorporated. You know,
what timing.
I felt terrible. Yeah. And, like, you know how the baseball brain works. Like, in my head, I'm just like, I hope he doesn't hear about this. You know?
Oh,
like,
yeah. He's a Crumb Creep. He's a Crumb Creep cow. Thank you, buddy.
You got it.
Appreciate you.
Jesse Agler with us, the Incorporator, every Tuesday at 8:35 here on Ben and Woods, Jesse.
Not one earthquake question.
I'm so proud of you.
Wow.
Oh, you're right. I did not ask him where he was during the earthquake.
Thank you.
Adam is seething right now.
So many people are in their cars, and that's a bad... I mean, I don't know if it's a bad or a good place, but you don't really get to experience the earthquake very much when you're in your car. Like, Joe was in his car, and he, like, was hoping he could feel it because he got his alert. And then he said... I thought maybe I felt something, but then maybe I just wanted it in my mind to imagine that I was feeling an earthquake, but I was driving my car, so you're always kind of shaking anyway, you don't even notice.
I just got a text here from a buddy. Says hot beef in a game against the Chicago Cubs is an insanely easy, wide open layup.
That's right.
If you're in Chicago,
hot beef.
If you're in Chicago,
it might be a little tougher.
Still easy though.
I mean, they got Gaglione brothers.
They do
ballpark. I mean, you can get hot beef.
I have
at Petco Park.
If you're lucky, I have started doing some research in Philly for cheesesteaks. Almost obsessive compulsive. There's about 700 places, and it's hard to find out what the best one's going to be. I say we try as many as we can.
I'm okay with that.
I am too.
I am. Now, they always say that one of the best cheesesteaks in town is not available to regular people.
It's in the clubhouse.
The visiting clubhouse.
But they got to get it from somewhere.
Citizens
right?
Bank
they don't make
Park.
Them.
I think they got a chef there.
I think they do make them in there.
They make them in-house.
Yeah. And like teams, like they have competitions as to who eats the most cheesesteaks while you're there.
A couple of teams had to put the kibosh on it because their guys were coming in a few hours early eating seven cheesesteaks and going out trying to play a game. And they're like, we got him, dude. And look at him. Look at how he's moving.
That may be part of the strategy from the Philadelphia Phillies. Like, hey, we load these guys up on enough cheesesteaks.
I got an idea. If I'm Mike Schilt, I have 7,000 of those little mini helmets of banana pudding brought into the clubhouse tonight. Guys, hey, I want y'all to try this new banana pudding. It's from old Schilty himself.
You're going to knock your socks off.
It's going to, hey, it's going to bring you to your knees. The Cubs come out, they're just like, because the stuff's so good, I would rob for it. It's that good. It's that good.
That's the new strategist. Temptation Island.
Temptation
in
Island.
All
the food.
Clubhouse.
They should send the chef in there again, do a big presentation for everybody like they did. Oh, so good.
All right. Jesse brought up, I thought, a huge moment in the game yesterday. I want to talk more about that. We got the final hour of Ben and Woods coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Don't go away.